This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My sister and I called sedum Uncle Charlie plant for years ago, and I'm talking decades ago. He gave my mom a few slices of his Autumn Joy sedum, who gave my sister some, who gave me some, and to this day, some of them still survive in other people's landscapes. Remnants of Uncle Charlie plant are scattered from northern Illinois to northern Minnesota. The point is, if you want a plant that flowers an unobtrusive shade of pink from the end of summer into fall, has pleasant succulent leaves and gives you some winter interest, then think Autumn Joy. I spray paint the dead flowers and use them in my outdoor Christmas planters. When I moved into my home, there was one large plant at my back door. There are now plants in other people's gardens because of that guy, and several in my nursery. There are lots of varieties within the sedum family, but none quite so prolific. I talked about the ground cover types on Monday. They're great for quick cover. A fairly recent improvement on Autumn Joy is called Mr. Goodbud. Rich pink flowers sit on purplish stems. The blooms average about 5 to 6 inches in diameter. The foliage is a deep blue-green and serrated. The thick stems resist flopping. Mr. Goodbud's mature height is about 16 inches. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Proven Winners has created the Sedum Rock and Grow series. A new introduction coming to garden centers next year is called Boogie Woogie. Get a look at this one on GardenBite.com, a summer flowering ground cover plant with beautiful green and cream variegation. It looks bright all season, and yellow flowers are an added bonus. It's only about 8 inches tall, but spreads 18 inches wide. Sedums are also known as stone crop, and as I've said, there's a vast array of cultivars in this family. Check out pictures and some creeping sedum and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.